Thanks so much, Kara. And with us right now, we have Chase Grinberg, Territory Manager out of the Grand Forks area for Pioneer. And, Chase, let's talk a little bit about this crop. Obviously, guys are already starting to get into these soybeans.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've had a tremendous year for soybeans and corn. You know, we had a great growing year up until we had the frost a couple weeks ago, or I guess end of last week. And so, you know, I think once guys get into the beans here, we can kind of really tell what that frost did to them. But I think most guys are pretty happy with how they're coming off so far. It really just kind of boils down to what stage of maturity those beans are at when that frost happened to see kind of what yield impact we're going to have when the combines roll. But yeah, so we'll kind of see in the next week or so and 2-3 weeks here to kind of see when the combines roll and how the yields come out.
I think guys are getting geared up for 21. And one of the things they're talking a lot about is the Enlist technology.
Yeah. So, you know, the Enlist technology kind of got jumped to the forefront after the June 3rd court a ruling for a dicamba label. And so guys have been kind of starting to think about exactly what they want to plant for beans for next year for their herbicide technology. And so the Enlist one has kind of turned a lot of heads. And so I think there's going to be a lot of folks kind of trying to think of how they can control their weeds out in the field. And Enlist is a great option. And here at Pioneer, we have a great Enlist lineup throughout our bean maturities and whatnot. And we have a lot of supply to fill those growers needs and everything.
We're already in that sales season, so they're probably going to want to get those orders in early.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, with the huge demand that we've had for Enlist and the amount of conversations that growers have been having with each other and with their seed salesmen is we're going to be, you know, there's going to be a lot of growers going to jump over to the Enlist platform. And so we would just encourage folks that if they are going to think about planting Enlist for next year, I would start to kind of call around to your Pioneer rep here in the next 2-3 weeks and to start to get those stuff here lined up for 2021.
Good deal. Chase Grinberg with us from Pioneer. As we come to you from the Big Iron Farm Show, this is the Red River Farm.